This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
Back in Germany's a great city.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
That ain't no bird.
Well, my.
That's 50% stupid.
Expired.
We apologize.
It's insane.
It's time for the club, baby.
That's unsuckable.
On 105.1 and 1080, the Fan.
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco!
Oh, Joe Klatt.
Yeah, you're Rocco Becht. I guess that's a Rocco Becht orgasm.
Yes.
It's a fine drop.
That is Joe Klatt calling any Iowa State game when Rocco throws a 3-yard out or scrambles. Ah, the gamer!
Rocco! Oh, my Rocco! Oh.
They'll do the same thing with this Iowa quarterback, too. Watching that Iowa-Iowa State game and listening to Klatt and Gus Johnson call it, oh, my God.
I can't stand
either of
those guys. By
the way, that game ended up, I believe, 13-10, and you would have thought that it was the greatest offensive game ever played in the history of college.
I hate this game. It's 16-13. Get it right. Yeah. But, yeah, I cannot handle Gus Johnson anymore. Used to love him. I just can't handle him.
It's a lot, Gus.
But this game will be on CBS, which I believe is that Gary Danielson?
Yeah, it's the old SEC crew, remember? Which is still weird to hear.
Yeah, I don't mind him, though.
Them calling the Big Ten games. And you don't have to have ESPN to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
So you can.
Good call.
Yeah, you can let the whatever feud you have going on right now continue.
Well, I need my ESPN, man. I need my ABC. There's other games.
I do love that. I feel like there's like a revolt coming in the country. And of all the stuff going on right now, it's going to be over streaming services.
It might be.
People are just going to take to the streets and start burning places down over one more subscription.
Yeah, whoever the first guy or gal to come up with like an easy way to make your own like network at home to put all your streaming on. I've got this collection of Blu-rays, all this stuff that I actually own. I think if somebody came up with that, they would make hundreds of millions. Just make it easy.
Well, my business idea was kind of along the same lines of like there ought to be some. I think there's an opening for subscription management position.
Ooh.
Because I feel like people.
Like a general manager, but for your TV subscriptions?
Yeah.
I feel like, but it would be hard because people aren't going to give you access to their accounts. But I feel like people are ashamed. I feel like people are ashamed to go and find out exactly what they're spending and how many times they're double dipping.
It's
and
true.
Like they don't want, they
don't
want to realize
what a dumbass you are.
Yes. Yeah. So you
same
just
thing with like car insurance.
You hand it over to someone, me, namely, a subscription specialist, subscription manager. I'll come in, I'll review everything, and be like, okay, well, you're paying for Netflix three different times. You could probably consolidate that. But it is really confusing these days because you bundle and it's like, well, I already have that, but did I, what's the login for that? And then do I get that with this one? It's a pain in the ass.
There is
so I think wait, what already exists? My new position that I'm describing?
At least a service or two on an app or a company that will go
through and
find the multiple.
Yeah,
like I've got Netflix three times.
I'm better than an app. I'm more hands-on, okay? Yeah.
Rob's just going to sit there for 17 straight hours.
Pouring through your accounts.
Pouring through.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a...
But there is an app. There's an ad. It airs all the time.
Yeah.
Where it's the girl jogging or something or...
Yeah, there's a place that it'll just it tells you what you're subscribed to and what I don't think, and it can cancel for
you.
It can
show
you
where you're double dipping and stuff. But
like I got Netflix through my phone.
Verizon,
T-Mobile
or T-Mobile.
Yeah, I don't know if Verizon has it too. And I don't think I realized that for like almost a year.
Right.
And so then I was like, one day I was like, what? Oh, I can cancel Netflix. I'm like, I get it for free. There is stuff like that where you're like, oh my God.
So here's what happens. What happens is you have to be unable to log into something.
Yeah.
Or it goes off of like say YouTube TV like ESPN has.
Yeah.
For you to then start the process of like, okay, well, how else can I get that?
Yeah.
Because there are other ways.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You just have to dig a little bit. So this is what I'm saying. This just give it to me. I'll handle it. What do you want? Netflix, ESPN, Disney Plus, Hulu, HBO. I got you. I will get that for you. You will only pay one for everything, and you will never double dip, and I'll get it for you as cheap as I can.
Yeah, the only time you really it has to be egregious the way companies are smart is they if you increase it by like a couple bucks, no one cares. The only time you take action is when it becomes like when it's alarming. Like if you see like a 50% jump. Like what's
I have never taken action.
So right like this
But I've never had a 50% jump either.
So I paid for my car insurance all at once. Just start of the year, right?
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah. You get a discount, you're going to pay it anyways. So last year it was whatever it was. It was like $2,300 for the year. Paid my car insurance, was fine. So I got the little email notice. Hey, your car insurance is about to renew. I was like, oh yeah, all right. Didn't even think about it. Right? It didn't say, by the way, here's your rate or whatever. It just said, hey, your car insurance is about to renew. I'm like, you need car insurance, whatever. Those sons of bitches. I got on the horn today and I was none too happy. It went from $2,300 to $4,600.
Did you get a bunch of tickets?
No, nothing. Not
accident?
A ticket. Not a wreck. Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Who's your carrier?
Well, I go through like an insurance broker.
Yeah.
And so it was through, what was it through? Was it?
You should know this.
Safeco. Safeco Insurance.
That's who I have mine through.
So I called the guy because you don't have an agent. You call the.
Wait, that's not who I have mine through.
Oh, so I called the.
Should I know that?
I don't.
Probably.
This is like the one time. I was just
chastising you, and I didn't know it either.
Had they raised it by like a couple $100, I probably would have been like, oh, that sucks, but I don't want to call anyone.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But at $4,600, I like to believe that someone at that insurance company was like, how bad can we D this guy over before he calls? And I think there was like a debate. They're like, what if we raised it to three? I think we can get 35. $4,600?
Yeah, how do they justify that?
I don't know. So I called the insurance lounge guy, and he goes, sorry. He goes, we're going to look into this. And I was like, well, yeah. And he goes, give me a day. Let me look into this. Because he's like, if you have the same thing, accidents, tickets. I'm like, nope. And he goes, yeah, that happens from time to time. And I even asked him, I was like, do a lot of times people, he goes, yeah, people just don't call in. Had that very conversation with the guy today. So many people are like, well, that's just what the bill is. Hospitals do this. If you ever get a surgery, and you get your surgery bill, call the little number on the bottom and just say, hey, I don't think this bill is correct, and they will start taking things off of your surgery bill. When I tore my pec and bicep, my surgery was like $17,000. I was responsible for, I think, 9 of it. Called the place and was like, is there any? And the lady was like, oh, yeah. She goes, let's just start chopping it down. They whittled off like $4,500 to $5,000 off the bill. No fight, no nothing. And then the lady was like, how long would you like to take to pay this? And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, oh, do you want to pay it off in like 2 years? And I'm like, interest? She goes, no. Just we'll put you on a monthly payment plan. How many people just get their surgery bill and are like, well, I guess I owe $10,000. What a D move. You're just literally charging people knowing that they won't call in to fight it.
Yeah, I mean, have you not been following what's going on with insurance companies? Is this new to you?
Every one of the, and you wonder why, I'm not condoning it, but you wonder why when one of your executives gets assassinated on the street and most of the country goes,
Well, exactly. I would say it's hilarious, too, that you say that people don't care when they raise the price $2. They may not call the company, but they will certainly go onto social media and bitch about it.
But they won't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
I shopped around.
As Rob said, Rob goes, yeah, I've never called.
Well, I never had a hike that bad.
Yeah.
I would have called on. That would have got me to call. But,
yeah.
I shopped around and got a cheaper bundle of insurance.
Actually, a lot of
recently,
as far as the streaming services go, a lot of credit cards will do like some sort of credit for streaming services. You obviously have to pay the fee.
Yeah.
Like Rob, you have the Amex Platinum card, fellow Amex Platinum holder. They just changed their policy to increase the fee, but added like $1,500 of extra stuff that
I
you
saw
get.
That. Yeah.
And one of those is a yearly streaming credit. I think it's like $240.
Yeah.
So you get $20-$25 per month of Netflix, Hulu, whatever the hell you want covered by, it just put it on that credit card.
Yeah, you're right.
There's hacks
but this is
and
what
ways
I'm,
to do
this. This is what I'm saying. This is where my subscription management idea comes in.
It would help.
People are saying, well, you just invented cable television. No. It's much deeper than that because it's not all in the same place. They're all different costs. Some of them you watch. Some of them you don't. Some of them you double pay. Some of them you already have and you don't even know it. It's totally different. And you need a subscription concierge. And that's where I come in. Give me a call. I won't charge you very much.
Rob's going to be able to handle about 12 clients before he gets overwhelmed and is like, eh.
Maybe $2,300, but next year it'll be $4,600.
Got the olds calling. You're like, sorry, I can't help.
Dude, one of these days, I'm just telling you. Well, it won't happen because we're just all fat and lazy. But you would think that one of these days there is going to be a revolt. That people are just going to stand up and we're just going to go full Fight Club and just burn the whole thing down. And probably it will be over something dumb like ESPN. Like the college football playoff will come around and like the day of the college football playoff, they're like, would you like to watch this? What if they did it for the Super Bowl? What if the day before the Super Bowl, who has it this year? Is it Fox or ABC? What if whoever was like, yeah, by the way, the Super Bowl now is going to... we're going to need you to sign up for this extra premium package, and it'll be $29. Otherwise, no Super Bowl for you. There may be a riot in the country. That may be the thing that gets people to take to the street and bring down the corporations.
All right, I had ChatGPT fillet Portland.
Just like everyone else
Don't
does.
Ask me why.
Okay. You asked them to do this?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to see what it would say about war-torn Portland.
Because it has become a popular thing for these dip S's, like on Twitter and stuff, that they go around and they film the worst parts of Portland. And like they'll show like, you know, some homeless dude like leaning over on fentanyl and they're like, this is Portland. And then the idea is that is on every street corner. It's like, yeah. You went and found the worst part of the city and you found six people and you're like, everything about Portland you've heard is true. And it's pieces of crap that live here.
So like, I got this idea from this, there's this hot realtor that's on Instagram who lives here.
Yeah.
And she put up a post because, you know, you got to stand out.
Yeah.
When you're a realtor.
It pays to be hot as a realtor.
Yeah, she does some pretty good content. She had
helps the content that she's hot.
She had ChatGPT roast the six largest cities in Clackamas County.
Okay.
So I have that for you, and it's kind of funny.
I kind of want to hear it now.
But then that gave me the idea. It's like, well, what would it say if I had it roast Portland?
Hmm.
And I did that, and then I had it roast Portland sports fans and Portland sports culture.
Yes.
And you are in for it, because it spit something back that I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then it said, would you like me to go savage mode?
The answer to that question is yes.
And all I typed back was, yes, savage. And it said, say less. And what it spit out was fantastic.
Shh, I've got you.
So we will get to that coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
All right, ChatGPT has taken to roasting Portland. War-torn Portland.
Yes. And soon to be rescued by, I don't know, 300 National Guardsmen.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody said they drove by the ice building the other night, and there were four people out there.
Good,
four.
Good thing we're deploying the federal government.
Four.
God. One, two, three, four, five. Whatever were we going to do?
So, I'll give you the Chat GPT roast of the six largest cities in Clackamas County.
Yes.
In a moment.
Okay.
But I will start you with Chat GPT savagely roasting Portland. Here's what it said. Portland is what happens when Seattle and San Francisco had a kid, but neither parent stuck around to raise it. It's a city that thinks it's edgy because it has food trucks, but half of them are just overpriced grilled cheese with an attitude. Portland's economy runs on coffee, craft beer, and people, quote, finding themselves, end quote, at 33.
So accurate.
Everyone there looks like they're auditioning for the role of local barista who also DJs. The dating scene? Imagine trying to find love in a thrift store that smells like wet flannel and regret. Downtown Portland used to be the heart of the city. Now it's like the final level of a post-apocalyptic video game, but with more fixed-gear bikes. And whoa, y'all call it the Rose City, please. The only thing blooming there is rent and irony.
Damn.
Yikes.
I'm not gonna lie, I kind of enjoyed that.
It was pretty good.
Way to go, ChatGPT.
Okay, so now we took to roasting, because it asks you, once you ask it a question, yeah, it will be like, hey, you want me to, I'm feeling pretty good. You want me to roast the sports?
Feel a little spry.
So then I said, of course I want you to roast the sports, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
The Trailblazers, bless their hearts.
This is going to be good.
They're like that one friend who almost gets their life together every few years before completely collapsing again. The franchise's biggest talent has always been drafting the wrong guy. Greg Oden over Durant, classic Portland move. They saw a future MVP and said, nah, let's take the dude with knees made of paper mache. Every Blazer season starts with hope and ends with someone saying, well, next year's our year. Bro, you've been saying that since Clyde Drexler had a fade. And then there's the Portland Timbers, whose fans act like winning an MLS Cup is equivalent to curing world hunger. Congratulations, you beat Kansas City in a sport the rest of America forgets exists, but hey, you won. The Timbers army is out there chanting like they're storming a medieval castle, and meanwhile, half the stadium smells like organic patchouli and IPAs.
Yes.
The Portland Thorns are honestly the only team holding that city's dignity together, which is wild because the women's team is out here carrying an entire sports town on their backs while the men's teams are busy making inspirational Instagram posts about, quote, rebuilding. Portland sports are basically like their weather, gloomy, disappointing, and guaranteed to leave you damp with tears in May. God!
Whoa.
And then Solid effort.
It goes on to... Okay,
although, to be fair, the women's team does have sticky fingers because everyone apparently can't keep their hands off one another.
Yeah.
So
just, yeah, it didn't bring that up, did it?
Just saying. Let's give some equal shade to the women.
Okay, would you like it to roast Portland sports fans? I think you would.
I think we know the answer.
Oh, Portland fans, says ChatGPT. Perfect. The human embodiment of we're just happy to be here. Blazers fans treat every eighth seed playoff exit like it's a Disney movie ending. They'll paint their face, cry in the Rose Garden, and then post a paragraph on Reddit about how this team has heart. No, bro, they have mediocrity and trauma bonding. They love to talk about loyal to the soil, but half of them couldn't name a player from before Damian Lillard, and now they're in therapy trying to process his trade like it was a breakup. Portland fans didn't lose a player, they lost their entire personality. Timbers fans, they're like Renaissance fair knights with beer bellies. They they bang drums, wave chainsaws, and act like beating the LA Galaxy is the second coming of the revolution. They've got chants, scarves, and way too much free time. If enthusiasm won championships, Portland would be the Patriots of every league, but it doesn't, so they're just the loudest team with the fewest rings. And don't even get me started with the hipster fans, the ones who only go to games for the vibe. They're the kind of people who wear vintage Blazers gear but think Bill Walton is a weed strain. Portland fans are loyal, passionate, and delusional, a beautiful combo that makes every season feel like a Shakespearean tragedy set in a Whole Foods parking lot. How great is that?
Really
Dude, it's so good.
ChatGPT's watched Portland sports for 30 years. My God.
Yeah, what?
It's really good.
That's spot on.
There is a lot of that that just...
Thank you for throwing all the stupid hope under the bus. Thank you, ChatGPT.
This coming from Mariner fan.
Hey, we were eight outs away.
Mariner boy.
Shut up.
Now, where did I put...
Was there another?
Well, no, I have the... What did I do with the...
The cities in Clackamas County?
Yeah, the realtor who wrote... I don't know what I did with them. I got to go to Instagram. This is going to take me a while.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hold on.
Man.
See if I can find it. I don't really even have an Instagram account, so this might be a problem.
You used to do some light Instagram stalking. You have a burner account, do you?
You know, I feel like Portland fans are taking to either the text line or Reddit right now to... very, very, very strongly argue against what ChatGPT says.
Oh, come on.
I think most Portland fans know that there's a lot of truth
well,
in that.
Why do they get mad when I call them out for their hope?
Does it encompass every fan? No.
They get mad because they're sensitive about it.
If you are mad at that, it's because it rings true.
Exactly. That's why you get mad. You get sensitive because you know it's true.
And if someone insults you and it's not something that has a kernel of truth, then you just let it roll off your back. When someone gets really pissy about something, it's like the person that rages against like homosexuals. If that person that's out there in a megaphone talking about how every gay person's going to hell, I promise you that person's on Grindr, right? That's the person with the wide stance. It's always that politician. It's always that pastor. You're like, no one should be this angry and sensitive about something unless it hits a nerve deep down somewhere, that you don't want to talk about.
Okay, here it says Lake Oswego. Okay, Lake Oswego used to be all about keeping the lake private, but now it's open to the public. Homeowners are losing their collective minds. It's like the HOA's worst nightmares came true. Regular people with inflatable flamingos floating past their million-dollar docks. That's what ChatGPT says about Lake O. We
talked about that many a time.
Yeah, they hate the peasants.
No, they oh, damn it. Hold on.
What is happening?
I'm
having problems.
I'm having to navigate this on the fly here. Okay, Oregon City. The first incorporated city west of the Rockies, and they've been bragging about it ever since. The big tourist draw is still an elevator because apparently that was groundbreaking technology when your entire town peaked in 1844.
They do like that.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come see the elevator.
Yeah, that is the thing. Yeah. I got nothing wrong with Oregon City. I go out there from time to time.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Man.
Got a couple good breweries over there.
It's all fun here.
It's nice there along the river and a couple nice bridges until they start tolling them. Yeah, Oregon City's legit.
Wilsonville.
Hey, my stomping ground.
Wilsonville is the HOA capital of the world, where every neighborhood looks like it was copy pasted from the Truman Show. It's the kind of place where people complain about your grass being an inch too long, but also can't find their way out of the roundabouts.
Yeah, I feel like Wilsonville is the people that can't afford to live in Lake Oswego, and they're angry about not being able to live in Lake Oswego, so they take their frustration out on everyone that lives in Wilsonville.
Not only can they not get out of the roundabouts, but they use turn signals going into the roundabout. You are not turning. You are going into a roundabout.
I never thought about that before.
Idiots!
Yeah, I guess that, yeah.
Why wouldn't you put the signal on until you are going out of the roundabout? That makes sense. But to put your signal on and then enter the roundabout...
I don't signal at any...
What are we doing?
I don't even signal my exit of the roundabout.
That's fine, too. That's great.
You have to signal exit of the roundabout?
That's the whole point of a roundabout.
Yeah,
you do not.
You just go in.
You just get off of there.
Yeah.
Good old Wilsonville, Oregonian driver.
God. Happy Valley. Happy Valley, where every house is a three-story stucco mansion squished onto a postage stamp lot. The name is ironic, too. People there are only happy until their $9 oat milk latte order gets messed up at Starbucks.
I don't know.
That's pretty accurate.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah.
I go to Happy Valley, like, every day, but I'm not... It's usually one place in Happy Valley, so I'm not uber familiar, other than, like... I can talk about the three restaurants I go to and the gym that I go to in Happy Valley.
This is pretty good. This is West Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
West Lynn is where soccer moms drive Escalades like they're auditioning for Fast and Furious PTA Drift.
100%.
They all go fast there? I didn't
PTA
know.
Drift?
Yes.
That's fantastic. The city motto should be, we didn't want to live in Lake Oswego, but we still wanted to feel like we do. That's pretty good.
That is very good. And it's very accurate. Yes, I believe every other car in West Lynn has to be an SUV roughly the size of a barn. And it is all driven by women. There is something about that where I find women drive bigger cars than most men. There's just like, there's something very...
they feel safe.
Yeah, they feel safe. Something very empowering about having that. If I see not necessarily the jacked up. If you see the jacked up truck, that's just you're a guy with a small penis. But if you just see the abnormally large SUV, there's a soccer mom behind that wheel, 100%.
And the final city in Clackamas County that was roasted here by ChatGPT is Milwaukee. And it says, Milwaukee, Portland's younger sibling who insists they're cooler because Bob's Red Mill is headquartered there. The town is basically trying to be hip, but it's stuck in that awkward phase between small-town charm and, we promise, we're urban now. And that is ChatGPT roasting our fair cities.
Yeah, Milwaukee kind of stinks, so I get it.
It's sad to drive by the old Red Mill now.
Well, now they don't have the cafe open. Yeah, you used to be able to get breakfast there.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing closed.
Yeah. So the whole headquarters isn't even there anymore.
Well, no, it's there, but it's not there.
Okay.
Like it's still. I mean,
you're still there.
The
you
sign's there. Yeah. Bob's Red Mill. Everything. But there's nothing. Yeah.
We can't enter anymore.
No, I want some eccentric rich guy to buy it and just live there. I've always thought it'd be fun that if you had a bunch of money to just buy something like that and then like, hey, where do you live? Bob's Red Mill.
You mean like the guy? I think it's on the Oregon coast that lives in a plane.
Yeah, I just think that'd be fun.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You can go and stay with him, I think.
But he's nude.
Yeah, you got to watch him shower.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just like, you don't have to pay or whatever. Like,
no?
You can just go by and it's like in the trees. And apparently that dude just lets you
hang out.
He just hang out. But he is not going to change his lifestyle. And part of that is he's probably going to hang dong. So just be prepared for it.
All right. What's next, you ask?
Ooh, I have monkey update news.
We have monkey update news.
You remember the monkey in Mississippi? Well,
there was a bunch of them.
Well, we know that there was at least one, and it's there, and it's on video. You should look it up. It has come to an end in the most Mississippi way possible.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Slingshot?
It's not good. That monkey enjoyed his freedom for about a week. No more.
All right, we'll be right back. Here's Schulze with SportsCenter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Okay, monkey update.
Yeah, well, if you remember...
From our noted monkey newsman.
It's what I do. I keep my ear to the monkey news stone.
Yeah, so, I didn't. I had lost touch with the Mississippi monkey story.
Yeah, which I feel bad for the monkeys. So these monkeys, which were being used for research, crashed in an 18-wheeler, and 21 of them got away. And the deputy that showed up on scene, we're not sure how, but he somehow believed that the monkeys had COVID and herpes. And
the driver. Remember the driver?
Oh, that's right. It was the driver.
Told him that.
Yeah. And so the deputy opens fire and starts gunning down monkeys. He killed 5 of them. So 13 were gathered up by authorities right after. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with the monkeys. They do not have any sort of disease.
Yeah, the driver was wrong about that.
Yeah.
So because they were from Tulane, and Tulane said, no, they're not lab monkeys. They're just
like behavioral things.
They were moving from. Yeah. But so wait, he shot 5 of them, but then they corralled 13. Why didn't they shoot all of them or just corral all of them?
Because when the deputy was shooting 5 of them, and then everyone figured out, dude, there's nothing wrong with these monkeys. You can just gather them up. So 13 monkeys were saved.
How do you gather a monkey?
Well, you probably just bribe it with food.
Yeah, get it in a cage, put food in there. I don't know.
So 21 crashed. 13 gathered up, 5 shot dead by 1 deputy. I love that the 1 deputy showed up and he decided to go all Rambo.
Yeah, he probably thinks he's a hero.
He started gunning down monkeys.
Meanwhile, the monkeys are coming for him.
Yeah. So 3 were on the loose. 3. And this is in Mississippi.
What'd they do with the other 13?
My guess is they returned them back to wherever it is they were going.
Really? They didn't put them down?
No. There's nothing wrong with them. They're just...
Well, charge the deputy then. That's bullsh.
He's gunning them.
You can't be shooting monkeys.
Apparently you can shoot five of them.
I mean, if you're told that they're rabbit monkeys, then
well,
yes,
don't you
can.
No, you can't. Don't you have to have more evidence than that?
All you need is the word of one truck driver.
Some drunk truck driver?
Yep.
There's a monkey investigation here that we need to complete.
No. Yes. Yes. You do need to know what you're doing. You can't just listen to the drunk truck driver go, yeah, I think they got COVID. All right, well, I'll shoot them then.
The truck driver that crashed the car and then is like, I think you should start. I love the idea. How long did the deputy hesitate before just pulling out his Glock and just gunning him?
This is so Mississippi.
Well, you should. There is video of this. And look,
I'm not going to watch a video of a monkey getting killed.
I do not want to disparage where anyone lives, but I want you to think of a rural Mississippi homestead, and whatever you're thinking, spot on. And this lady, by the way, her name is Jessica. She goes outside and there's a monkey sitting on top of her, like on top of her trailer. So what does Jessica do? Call the police, and she has also heard the stories. She believes that the monkey is indeed infected with herpes and whatnot.
And she probably has a bunch of kids running around.
Yeah, she's got a bunch of kids running around.
Without shirts.
So Jessica...
Or shoes.
I'll tell you what, it's kind of impressive. She goes out, one shot, blows the monkey away. Kills it.
With what?
She had a gun.
Well, I know, but what kind?
I don't know. It doesn't... Like, you just see it. Someone is filming.
Well, I just kind of wonder what... Mississippi lady is packing. Like, is that a 22? Is it a
I don't know.
Handgun?
I do enjoy that someone was filming her shooting because it's like a point of view sort of video. She guns it. It falls off of the porch of her shanty. And then you see the deputy come out and eventually they show up and they drag the poor thing off. And now she is apologizing because she's like, well, I didn't want it to end this way. I was scared for my children. She believed that the monkeys were infected with a bunch of diseases. So that truck driver who started spreading it, that guy is now responsible for 6 monkeys being gunned down in cold blood. And they said that one other monkey that was missing is confirmed dead and one is still on the loose.
How'd that one die?
They don't know. It didn't say. But according to the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, 2 of the 3 unaccounted monkeys are now dead. One is still at large. They didn't say how the other
one
died.
Still looking for one of those?
Still looking for one.
MFers out there?
Yeah. And by the way, that monkey better be aware that everyone believes that that monkey is infected and it's shoot to kill.
He's in a war zone.
Well, imagine. Like, that poor monkey's hanging out on a trailer, you know, top, probably thinking, hey, this is rural Mississippi. I'm fine. Lady comes out and is like, hey, little kitty cat. Boom. Dead.
Kitty cat. Well, I would imagine that monkey's sitting there going, what is this place?
Yeah.
Could somebody shoot me?
Taste of freedom for the first time.
No, I'm guessing the opposite. I mean, they're looking around. Mississippi? Why am I in Mississippi? Just end it.
Well, she did. And I got to admit, don't mess with Jessica Bond. She's a one shot. This isn't like multiple shots. It's one and done. Poor little monkey collapses. Falls right
well,
off the roof.
Listen, I kind of can't blame her. I can't.
It is the most, well, actually, the most Mississippi thing would be once she found out that it wasn't infected, that she then ate the monkey, but roadkill style.
Well, I just.
You don't think someone in Mississippi would deep fry a little monkey?
No, I think they would.
Yeah.
But I just, I feel like I get where she's coming from. Look, you can't have a rabid monkey with STDs running around with your kids. Like, that can't,
you gotta take matters
I see what
hand.
She's doing there, yeah. And I feel like she's telling the truth when she says she feels bad.
She is making the rounds, though, giving interviews, and she says that she wishes the authorities would have taken the escaped monkeys more seriously.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's not her fault. Figure it out.
Well,
God.
Poor little guy.
I'm mad at Mississippi now.
Yeah.
That makes me mad.
So there's one. One left. The last of the Mohican monkeys is out there running around doing his thing.
What if he's a cop killer?
He's not. There's nothing rabid about him.
Well, what if he... I mean, he saw his buddies get taken out.
That is true.
What if he's plotting right now?
Like Monkey Shines, that old Stephen King movie?
Yeah, dude.
What if he was hiding on the other trailer roof, saw his buddy gunned down, and now he's coming back
for Jessica?
He's
going to take some fools out. Well, don't take out Jessica. She did what she had to do. Take out the dumb cop who shot 5 of your friends.
To the monkey, it's probably... Look, all I know is that monkey knows is that his buddies have been gunned down in cold blood. How lucky are you, one of the 13 monkeys that you got caught originally? Although maybe you're getting poked now, you know, who knows what happened to them. But I'd like to think that for the week that that monkey was on the lamb, those are the greatest days of that monkey's life.
See, I don't think so. No? I think they're wandering in rural Mississippi going, what on earth is this place?
Mm-hmm. Someone asking, what does ChatGPT have to say about Mississippi? I'm guessing nothing good.
Let's find out.
I don't know if you can say what ChatGPT
What town
thinks.
Are they in?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. It just said rural Mississippi. If there's one place in this country that I don't want to be, I think rural Mississippi might be that place.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm like an eighth Native American, and they'll be like, yeah, we don't want your kind.
I'm just, like, dead serious. If you had to spend a year living in one place, and you just, could you think of a, like, it was like a lottery system, could you think of a worse place to spend a year than rural, just backcountry Mississippi?
Okay, it says, rural Mississippi looks like God hit pause sometime around 1957 and never came back to check on it.
Yeah.
It's where ambition goes to take a to take a nap and Wi-Fi signals go to die. You could set your phone down for a week and it'd still be searching. Every downtown is just a Dollar General, a gas station, and a sign saying Jesus is coming, which is ironic because nobody else ever does. The job market's so dry, even the scarecrows are thinking about moving. It's 100 degrees with 100% humidity, and the mosquitoes are big enough to qualify for concealed carry. Half the residents still argue about the Civil War like it's next week's football game, and the other half think traveling means driving to the next county's Walmart. Dating's wow is right.
That's,
yikes.
That's deep.
Dating's just finding someone who's not your cousin, and education's treated like witchcraft. The roads are so full of potholes, you'd think they were part of a state-funded obstacle course. Mississippi doesn't need a time zone. It needs a time machine. God.
Yep.
What a great roast. I tell you what, this is my new favorite game, roasting things with ChatGPT. Holy crap.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Mississippi, don't. My favorite Mississippi thing that I've ever had is we were playing Starksville. We were in Starksville. We were playing Mississippi State. And we were on an elevator going up, all wearing BYU gear, large gentlemen. And the guy that got in the elevator was wearing overalls, no shirt, by the way, and an Alabama hat. And I quote, "You boys from BYU? Yeah. Alabama about to kick your ass. Roll Tide." And then eerily silent on the elevator ride. And then we all got off.
This was in Mississippi?
Mississippi.
Alabama about to kick your ass?
A shirtless man.
But wait, you were about to play Mississippi State.
Yes. And he said, "Alabama going whoop your ass." And then fired off with a Roll Tide. We were playing Mississippi State. We were in Mississippi.
So he didn't know that you were
playing? I don't know. To this day, it's one of the stranger interactions overall. And by the way, the only thing over on that was his fat rolls coming out of that.
All right, we got to run because hard out. We got the Ducks coming up next. They're
Roll
taking on
Dad.
Taking on Hawaii tonight. The Rainbow Warriors.
Someone lost to...
are they the Rainbow Warriors?
Yeah, I think they're back to being the Rainbow Warriors. Someone lost to Hawaii, like Pacific, yesterday. Was it Boise? Boise and TCU both lost to, like... Because everyone's playing a bunch of scrubs.
Hawaii has another school?
Yeah, it's like Hawaii Pacific.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. All right. I think it was Boise that went down.
Everybody have a great night. Enjoy the Ducks game. We are back tomorrow. 3D7 to think at night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.